Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Good afternoon, and thank you all for tuning in to the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And today we are joining the Higher Learning Network Global Virtual Team Talent Competition. Now, we want you to be able to see as well as hear these talented teams. So we are joining them live on Facebook and on YouTube. You can go to youtube.com/higherlearningtvshow, or you can go to facebook.com/HLNTV, the number one. That's go to facebook.com and then HLN, as in Nancy, TV1, the number one. We want you to be able to vote live and see these wonderful young people. Of course, we're going to be sharing this on our Facebook pages, but we want you to get an opportunity to see these wonderful performances live and be inspired by these young people who from all over the world are joining us and sharing their magnificent talent. And we're so enthusiastic and definitely excited to be a part of this global virtual team talent competition. So we look forward to you joining us and also calling in 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. And we want you to give us your impressions. What do you think about these talented teams? So here we are. We're going to be joining live in just one moment the HLNTV live broadcast of the virtual teen talent competition. So enjoy what you hear, and we want you to see, because some of these acts are going to be visual, so we want you to see them as well. And definitely if you are listening online and are watching, we want you to give us your comments. What do you think about what you see and hear? Okay. Alrighty. And get ready for some fascinating conversation and inspiration from our young people.
But I don't give you a curve, Adam. Curve, don't tell that lie. I don't want to say that version, but I didn't think you'd tell. He got curfew, like he's going to have one.
All righty.
Thank you, babe. Take it away, Gene.
My dossier has a history of running radio stations from AM to FM, and I started out at WLPH, a small station in Gary, went from there to Bus FM. Anybody ever heard of WBUS? FM station that had that. Yeah. It was an FM station that had that B96 sound, and they were located in Urban A, so we had a lot to do with the Chicago Bears out there when they would practice up for the football season. So we've had a scrimmage game of basketball against them that was very awesome. We filled up a place. We filled up a gymnasium. It was like a fundraiser, and it went over very well.
Wow.
It went over very well. Then I went from there to WJPC, where I met Zelda and Dee. And the history flows from there. From there with DCI to V103 to Soul 106.3. Now, in my own studio. Getting it off the ground. You know, with all the history we have, we branch out to our own direct collect. You collect the knowledge from the history you've been through, and you back off your own stuff. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You learn and you grow.
Okay. Wow.
So my mission is going to be called Riding Radio. I didn't want to put it out there yet, but it's going to be Riding Radio. Riding Radio.
Riding Radio.
Radio.
We got radio and all over. We are joined by another executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show.
Hey, Naima.
Hey, how are you?
I love the smile there.
Oh, well, it reflects a happy heart.
And big, beautiful teeth. I love it. I'm a big person. That's a long story. Anyway, tell us who you are and what you do, Naima.
Well, I am Naima Latif, and I'm executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, of which our dear sister, Zelda Speaks, is one of our wonderful team of hosts. We're on 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, and we raise global consciousness with our wonderful team every day, 7 to 9 a.m., Central Time, Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 2 p.m., Saturday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central on Sunday. And, of course, we are streaming live today. We are simulcasting. So I've already introduced to our listening audience the fact that we're going to be joining the Higher Learning Network Global Virtual Team Talent Competition, so that if they're listening in, they can make sure they tune in as well so they can see, so they can comment and vote. So we want them to enjoy this competition. It's so awesome, these wonderful young people. So, of course, in producing the radio TV show every day, we get an opportunity to meet some wonderful people, and now we'll get a chance to share with our listening and viewing audience these wonderful teens, and looking forward to it.
All right. And I know they're all excited, ready, and waiting to go. So let me give our judges, I forgot to say a little bit about myself, Zelda Robinson of the
Higher Learning Network. Global. Global virtual talent. Teen talent contest. Anyway,
the tongue twister.
We had to pivot when COVID showed up, and we were doing it in the studio. We were having contests in the studio, but, you know, COVID hit, we had to pivot, so we brought it online. So that's why we are here. My background is in that of radio. I met Dee at WNUA Smooth Jazz 95.5. We were both producers for the Denise Doyle Walker Show. I met Airman at JPC. Was it JPC? One of those. Anyway, we worked at a lot of stations together. WJPC, WNUA, WGCI,
right.
C103, WSRT, WCPT, and a host of other ones I can't think of. Anyway. So radio is in our blood and in our veins, and that's what we do. I met Naima as a co-producer at CAN TV.
Yeah.
Chicago Access Television. And she asked, I've been knowing her for years, and I didn't even know, how you going to not know what other producers are doing? I knew she had a TV show, but I didn't know she had a radio show. So she asked me to come in and be on the radio at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
So this is a little getting used to after I retired, but I did it, and I don't sleep anyway. So I'm like Tony, my husband. I take cat naps. But I do sleep. But we're not going to sleep today. And for those of you who are welcome, thank you so much for joining us on our YouTube channel. So please vote once you hear the contestants. Our YouTube channel, I'll be putting that information in. There it is right there. On our YouTube channel, which is Higher Learning TV Show. And thanks for subscribing to our Facebook channel as well, facebook.com/HLNTV. Actually, it's TV1. Facebook changed that for us, so I'm going to have to go back and change it.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm like, how y'all going to do that Facebook? Okay, well, you know, Facebook is Facebook, and they can do what they want to do. So right about now, we are going to big screen, and we're going to start the contest. So let the show begin. Sponsored by StreamYard.
Right in the thick of life. Whoever they are, and their choice of
whatever their talent is. Was it the right song? Did they have the right voice for that? What was their technique, if they had one, and their overall performance? And you can vote at any point in time. Oh, the judges, you vote from 1 to 5, so you give them a 1 through 5. And you can, our listeners and viewers can also join in by voting at any of these websites, and that would be our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and the Facebook page is HLNTV1. And prizes include today $500 cash prize and scholarship honoring the late former mayor of Chicago, Harold Washington.
Washington,
he'll be 100 years old in April, and we're celebrating him now.
Wow.
With a scholarship. And he'll also be awarded some Bitcoin. So tell him, as well as the Higher Learning Network TV Show T-shirt. So, Dave, if you could tell them just a little bit about Bitcoin, seeing that one of their prizes would be Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah, Bitcoin is a digital currency. I think a lot of people know about it now. It's pretty popular, but I actually have a site called Bitcoin Plus, and but anyway, we're going to get you some Bitcoin. It's similar to money, but it's not cash. It's digital currency, but you can spend it the same way and save it, spend it, keep it. You'll get some. How about that?
Okay. Because Bitcoin is growing every day, all day.
I think it has.
Dollars remit dollars remit cents.
Yeah, it took a dive, but it's coming back up now. You know, when it goes up and down, it's like the stock market, so it's always worth an investment. You have to be in it for the long haul, usually.
Right. Alrighty. And so says Ellery.
Yeah, Ellery. Bitcoin.
So right about now,
I believe she's frozen.
Oh, no, you got frozen on us. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Okay.
Well, I know she could probably get for our next contestant.
Yeah, I think it's probably an internet issue because Tony is frozen, too. So,
it's crazy how that happens. It depends on where you are.
Yeah.
It happens to me when I'm out, because I'm out of my daughter's house, and I'm surprised I haven't been frozen, because usually out here I get frozen a lot. But usually she'll have to go out, and then I think they probably have to come back in.
Yeah, that's possible. Okay. Yes.
Ellery, you want to perform? What's going to perform next?
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is your opportunity.
What's
all right.
You got to sing. You got to sing. What's going
to do? You going to sing? Knock
them dead. That's right. Internet sensation.
Exactly. See, you got the chance. Look, girl, you got the thing.
That's right.
Yeah. See, now you have to
go viral.
I know, right? The baby started singing.
I was actually in the studio, but I was freezing out there, so I came in the house now.
Mm.
Oh, wow. So when do you plan to launch the station?
I was supposed to have been up, but as soon as I get somebody that can do a website for me, I get the website I want. So far, I haven't found anyone who could do. I kind of want I want an airplane flying through the city of Chicago, slow motion like this, and a crawler underneath it saying, come fly with the airman on Riding Radio.
Wow.
And then I want it to move and come back around.
Well,
I love that.
I can text you the website that I've put together, and if you think it has the kind of motion that you're looking for, then maybe we can talk.
You can do that?
Yes, I can. What is your email?
AirmanGP@gmail.com.
Airman.
Wow.
Airman. AirmanGP@gmail. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
There you go.
Yours is.
I'm going to send this from news at onaireverywhere.com. That is the website that I manage and,
okay.
and create and reached out to a global constituency with TV radio program and daily news.
Wow, that sounds cool. I need to see that one out there.
Yeah, so I will.
Yeah, we can get together and talk. So send your history.
Take me to the book, please.
Okay, we got one back. We have one return. We got one back. Where's Tony? There's Tony. We got two back. They're both back. Yay.
All right.
Who are you? There's Tony. No, everybody's
frozen. I don't know how to get kicked off.
Both of you guys got kicked off.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, they froze again.
Or are they frozen again? All right, so we will probably have a few commercial breaks in between. And perhaps they'll give us a chance to promote some more of the things that we're doing so we can hear more from Airman and everything and D. Daniels and all that.
Okay, now we are all on one accord and we will continue with the team talent.
Yes.
I'm just going to let it run. How about that?
Just let it run.
Thank you.
Let it run. And why can't I hear it? Because I took the song.
People are going to criticize what they don't agree with what you're doing.
Yo, what's up? It's Javale Tony Schofield from 103.3 Chicago's Earn. You are watching Men on Higher Learning. It just wasn't that kind of higher learning.
Ceremonies and e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Amazon to increase her sales without increasing her marketing spend. So she decides to list her product on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her product with their friends. Sam uploads her product to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Who is that? Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would any other e-commerce site. After purchase, Laura receives a quick link that she can share with friends to get her earnings quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases the pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can share her own Quick Link and begin earning quick cash as well. But Quick Link is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Link rewards customers for sales directly and indirect influence.
I can't. ready to go a little while? Let's go. All the things are amazing.
So they vote on YouTube, right? On the YouTube channel, is that where they vote?
She mentioned a couple of places, right? So was it YouTube, one of the places?
Yeah, I think YouTube is
that. Basketball and rugby and making designs for my business on Redbubble. When I grow up, I'd like to pursue a career in acting and performing, and I'd also like to be a criminal justice advocate. I am the sun. I shine. It's blinding. Because without me, I bring the heat. Not to be played with, but good nature. I am the light, even when the clouds take and the night falls. I still shine. Hello, my name is Nina Farman. I'm 18 and I'm from Canada.
I competed in the HLN Ovaltine Talent Contest
back in December 2020 in round one, and I performed and I competed again in round three in February 2021, and I also performed Spoken Word again. And since then, I have graduated high school. Right now, I'm just finishing Open Studies Drama at my
Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickLink. Laura receives quick cash in her account.
After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickBooks and begin earning cash as well. But QuickBooks is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickBooks rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickBooks makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And if you email me, I will send you information, info@higherlearningnetwork.org, on how you can learn money by shopping and just by referring others. You don't even have to shop. Just refer others. The more they buy, the more you make. So just email me. Remember that day.
I think I'm going to take a look at all of them again just to
make sure I've made up my mind.
Okay, and let me go through them with you to see. Dee, we can't see you. Your mic is muted, but your video is too. So let me go through the.
Okay.
Here you go.
Yeah, I was going to repeat the categories too for me, please.
Okay. The first one was Kelvin Dukes. I wrote his I've read his information.
Okay.
The second one was Najla. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Najla Majed, previous actress on our show and a winner, as she gave an update on herself. And she is from Saudi Arabia, okay?
Wow.
And was initially very shy growing up. To pursue her acting goals and believe she's a good actor gives up. Number two, that was Najla. And number three was Olivia Phillips, the little lady from London, the little bitty girl from, she's a preteen. She's a singer, and she will be competing in our next test. Because we're going to have to do this over in February just to give them fair play again. But you can always go back and just watch the video because it's on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. So the video is there. You can go back and look at
that. I missed
vote as many times as you want. What's that, man?
I missed Nigel. Can you hear me?
Nigel was the second one.
I mean, but I didn't see any performance.
I will just go to the YouTube channel because, you know, we got technical difficulties all day and I don't want to be, I'll try and pull it up, but I don't want to have that issue again. So what I will do is find it shortly.
Spell my last name for me.
And
so are all the names spelled out on the YouTube page and the Facebook page, all the names of the contestants spelled out?
I'm not sure, but what I will do is put their information. I put all of their information on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. That's what I'll do. I'll put all that information there. And then you can, as well as the link, and you can go back and look at it if you like. Because I just don't think it's fair to the contestants because, you know, technical problems are moving in.
Well, we definitely want to make sure that they're seen and heard by those who may have had difficulties.
Yeah, because that's unfair to them. So I will post all that information on as soon as this is over within, 10 minutes, 7 minutes? And I'll post all that information there. But her name was Najla, N-A-J-L-A-A. Najla Majed, M-A-J-E-D. That was number two. Number three was Olivia Phillips, the little lady, London. And number four was Zuri Bird. She's a talented actress and rapper from Atlanta, rapidly rising in music and more, but we did not get her consent. We could do a promo, but we didn't get her consent. So she sent it in at the last minute. Of course, the show had been edited, so we couldn't pull it in, but we'll bring her back next month. And number five was Ariana Fox. That's the little lady who had the reel. Remember, she had a professional reel. She is a poet, a speaker, and a whole lot more. From Milford, Delaware, Ariana Fox did a rousing speech on our show called Time to Unify and a poem called Choose to Live. A little bit about her. She's a motivational speaker, author, award-winning actress, voiceover, talent, teen influencer. She's also a Kish magazine contributor, K-I-S-H. She's the keynote speaker. She's a panel facilitator for Microsoft. She's a Dell Digital Girls Day red carpet hostess for Excel Honor Awards and social media manager and junior marketing director for the Splash Design Works. Wow, Ariana does a lot as a team. And I'll post all this information so you can go back and look at it. And last but not least was number six was Vega Foreman. She's from Canada. She was 16 when she appeared on, first time on our show. She's an actress, poet, designer, and entrepreneur from Calgary, Alberta, in Canada. And that's Ziga, Z-I-G-A, Horowitz. And I will post all that information on my blog at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. But in the meantime, in between time, you can go and vote and post your vote on, I'm going to get rid of the YouTube. No, I'm going to keep it there. But you just need to know right now we're voting on Facebook.com, HLNTV1. Okay, that's where we're voting. And you can also vote as many times as you want on send that vote to and with the name HLNTVshow@gmail.com. But I would love for the judges to comment on those that they did see, if you can remember them.
So Calvin, he was great to me as usual. You know.
Calvin Dukes? Yeah.
Yeah.
His name is spelled K-E-L-D-I-N. Here we go again.
I think Tony's a little frozen.
And also the young lady from London.
Calvin Dukes?
Yeah, I thought Calvin was good, too.
Yeah, I think. Now, that first young lady, where was she from again? I thought she had an amazing voice. And she seemed so young, though. The first young lady, where was she from?
She was from the Saudi Arabia.
Ah, she's an amazing voice. You know, these Saudi girls, they can blow. I mean,
yeah.
Wow, they got some lungs. So I guess it's a hereditary thing. But yeah, she had a very nice. Well, she had a very youthful look. How old was she?
She's a teenager. I don't know the exact age.
You know what? I'm so used to. This sounds awful. But I'm so used to how old teens tend to look in America, and I don't know if the life is stressful here or what, but, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's so true.
I mean, some of our girls look like 35, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's life. Wow.
Yeah.
Right. I thought Ariana was really good, too. I liked her. Her reel was very nicely done and really showcased all of her skills and talents so well. So I thought she did well. And obviously I like Calvin, you know, I thought he sounded really well. And same thing with Nadia. So I didn't hear a lot of her, so I have to go back and look. But I think they all did just excellent.
Calvin Neo.
So you don't have to go deep. And search. I'll put everything on my blog, so you don't even have to go and search. Everything is on my blog. As a matter of fact, let me put that up there now.
Yeah,
now I'll
just book the blog so I can
look at it. Give me a few minutes when the show is over and about now.
So we're gonna. So Zelda, I sent you a link because I'm gonna be on the Female Solutions Facebook, and we're gonna talk about if you can join me if you are able. I'd like to talk about the process that you go through to gather these young people. I mean, this is global and this is major because this is really helping kind of to narrow the or erase really the walls that separate us, the fact that all these countries are participating.
I was going to the email. Excuse me for interrupting you, but all the votes are just flooding in. It's like, oh my God!
So, because you told them they ain't got all day.
Oh wow!
See what happens when you tell people not to procrastinate.
Keep them coming. Yeah. these voters are not procrastinating. You can vote as many times as you want. You got commitment.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Naima.
Well, definitely join me. I sent you the link, so when we're done, join me on StreamYard on the Female Solution. And, of course, our listening audience is still listening in. And I want to talk about this process that you went through to create this. because it really is amazing that you've reached out to talented teens everywhere in the globe. And then for us to see the kind of the talent that people have, and, you know, it really, it kind of keeps us from being strangers to each other. I mean, you know, from Saudi Arabia, and you've had Canada, and then I know in the past you've had places all over, you know, Asia and South America, just everywhere. So this is really a benefit for us to really unite in a way that creativity brings people together, and song and dance and drama. So we just like to have you talk about the process that you go through each month to create this amazing display of talent.
And it is a process.
And we know it is. So we invite.
I'm grateful for my team, Tony.
Yes.
I'm Adila Kassan, one of our supervising editor, new guy we just hired. What's his name? Jean-Pierre Blackamore. Thank you, John. Thank you so much for getting the teams together this month, because our former teen talent manager, Falake, who was still helping today, sending me text. She's no longer with us, but she does continue to support us.
Okay.
Who else? Tracy Cobb. And there's one more person. Oh, Clifton Davis. Clifton Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Clifton Bradley.
Bradley.
Y'all know I have senior moments, so. Though. I'm old.
I've been having them for 30 years. Don't feel bad.
Okay, don't feel bad. Okay, so get those votes in, and you can send them to hlntvshow@gmail.com. Thank you so much. So please continue. And please support the Higher Learning Network Homeless Project, because if you go to our YouTube channel, I'll post all of it. I promise. Give me 10 minutes. I'll post all of that. 15 minutes. I'll post all of that on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, because I had no idea there were so many homeless teens.
Wow.
I thought it was just adults. It's teens.
Yes.
There are teens everywhere. You think these kids are going to school and going home? They're going to school to get their only meal of the day.
Wow.
And then they're wandering the streets at night, sleeping in alleys, benches. In Chicago, that's cold.
Yes.
So what we do here at the Higher Learning Network, we go just a little bit beyond the contest, and we help them by raising money, by getting money for generators and heaters and anything else that they need, something to keep them warm because they're sleeping on the ground. So far, we delivered our first generator of this year, and it was one of the coldest days last week. We donated, and they were very grateful. And we keep those donations coming in. It is tax deductible, and I'll post that information too on the blog. You can payments. A dollar is not too small, because everyone can add up and they can get higher.
How much does it cost for you to get one generator?
Usually about 300.
Wow.
You got one. We're halfway at getting another one, so keep them dollars rolling in. Nothing is too small.
Yeah.
We like the candy jingles, but we prefer the candy fold because we need dollars.
I like that. You like the candy jingles, but we prefer
the
candy fold.
I'll put that information on the page. And, so that's pretty much it. Be sure, and while you're on my page, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, check out Click. If you are interested in making money, this is one of the things that we do to help our youth today. So thank you so very much, all of my judges. Dee Daniels, Click.
Thank you. Ellery, you're getting off now. You're leaving. Say all right.
Bye, Ellery.
Bye.
Thank you.
You.
Okay, Naima, I'm going to
switch
over to you.
All right.
And we'll see you back here next month. Oh, we'll see you Monday morning on Monday Morning Mindfulness on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution.
Yes.
And I'll post that on the page.
And we'll have the winner.
Be sure to support. The words of Bugs Bunny, that's all, folks.
See you next time.
Bye now.
All right, y'all.
going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, and if you're on our switchboard, just stay close. We're going to talk about what kind of world we're building when we can have the young people, if we can have the young people get to know each other by way of the internet so that we actually can create global peace as we talk about pushing for peace, the global push for peace, when every time we can create something that connects us around the world, we take another step forward in removing conflict because we're becoming friends and not strangers. We're becoming family and not strangers. We're connected rather than divided. So we'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution. All right, we are back, and we have with us herself, Zelda Speaks, our Monday morning mindfulness host.
we've got an artist named Her, so I guess I'm herself.
Ah, Her. That's That's creative.
I'm herself.
So now you're herself. Yeah, so we've just seen the January 29, 2022 Global Teen Talent Competition, the Global Virtual Teen Talent Competition. And a lot of people were thinking, oh, wow, you know, COVID has us locked down. We can't travel. We can't go to places. But I'm looking at all the opportunities that have opened up as a result of us having to go virtual with everything. Just think of all the plane fare that we're saving and hotel
yes.
fees.
Yes, ma'am.
Just think if somebody had to
hotel
travel.
Fans.
Yeah, hotel fare, all this stuff, you know. I mean, being able to just connect with somebody across the world by just hitting a few buttons on your computer, that is amazing. And so we had a chance to see young people from, I think, about five different countries today.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really is amazing because young people, wow, the energy that they bring to the arts is just amazing. And I'm hearing voices. I mean, you know, you never know how much you're impacting someone's life. Some of the artists that we listen to all the time, you know, realize that they're being listened to by young people all around the world. And so we're hearing folks sounding like, you know, Whitney Houston and Patti LaBelle. I mean, they got these voices. I'm like, wow.
Jennifer
Hudson, you know, sounding like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone's one time and go.
Yep. Yes. So one thing we know that we reach a whole lot of people through our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we're influencing the next generation because they're imitating a lot of our artists. And, you know, there's no way you can sing a song and not feel the soul of the person who sang the song. So that means we're actually sharing our experience with young
yes.
people through these sounds. So what was your inspiration for creating this?
Well, you know, we were always taping shows. You're a producer at CAN-TV, Chicago Access Television, so you know. So we're always looking for new ideas
mm-hmm.
for shows. And we would usually have adults on, but the adults kept always, and during the breakout sessions, you know, commercials, they were always talking about their kids.
Mm.
And I was like, we need to give these children something to do. And most of them are gifted anyway, so let's just get them to do what they naturally do. So have them come in here, sing, direct, dance, act, rap, write, whatever you do. And then COVID hit.
Mm.
We're like, okay, so how are we going to keep doing the work that we do at the Higher Learning Network.org, shameless plug. How do we do that and we can't touch them? We can't hold them. We can't hug them. We can't love them like we normally do.
Yeah.
Well, I was at a loss. I didn't know what to do. So I got quiet doing my morning meditation, and I said, I asked the universe, spirit, Allah, God, Jehovah, Yahweh, whatever you want to call it. I asked it, my higher power, my higher self, to come to speak to me and tell me what to do. It said, do a contest on the internet. I was like, I don't know that many kids. How can I do a contest? And then I remember what my granny used to tell me, baby, just trust.
Just trust.
If the spirit give it to you, it's going to provide a way. And I was like, okay. So I started calling people. Called two people. The first two people couldn't help. I mean, just going around in circles. Called another person, just going around in circles. I was like, you know what? I cannot do this on. I give up. I quit. That's what I said to myself. I never said it out loud. But I said, oh. And something within me said, no, you don't.
No, you can't.
You can't quit. I was like, well, then I'm sitting here having a conversation with myself, and Tony's like, who are you talking to? And I was like, I'm talking to myself. Like, talk to yourself? I said, people call you crazy when you talk to yourself, but this is the kicker. I got all the answers anyway.
That's right.
I just need to hear them outside of my head.
Yes. Now, see, I totally totally understand. They used to freak my husband out when I'd be walking around the house having a conversation with myself.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you know, you don't really even need me here. You haven't
what?
you ask a question and answer it yourself. Yeah, I mean, what am I here for? You
Yeah,
you're having an argument with yourself. I mean, all of that, you know, the whole lively conversation all by yourself.
Yes, all by myself. So, I disagree with that theory that because people talk to themselves, they're crazy. The older I get, the more I talk to myself. But I'm okay with it. I'm going to call me crazy. Just be sure you call me for dinner. I'll be there, okay?
But, you know, like you say, you need to hear it outside your own head. Because, you know, you know what, that makes sense.
I'm just running around up in here.
Yeah.
I call it the committee.
Mm.
I even wrote about it in my first book called the...
The Consult the Committee.
Mm. My first book? The Inspirational Conversations, Volume 1.
Ah.
Yeah, because these voices in our head, and we don't have the tools and techniques on how to quiet them and how to redirect them. That's why you have to join us on Monday morning, mindfulness. And that's what I teach.
That's
and
right.
You can always on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, every Monday. Pick one, 7:15 or thereabouts, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I teach the breathing and how to, because if we don't listen, you can't hear anything. And you want to get outside of your head because your head will run crazy.
Absolutely.
I know.
But, you know, I am learning how that breathing is so critical. I was reading one of my daughter's books on yoga this morning, as a matter of fact. And what happens when you breathe, I mean, the whole process of what you're awakening in your body and you're connecting to the universal spirit, you know, that's how we connect, through the breath. So that's the foundation of everything, and it's really an amazing exercise that you take people through every morning, because you think Monday morning, the beginning of the week, you have to get that beginning part right, because
you're already rushing out the door. You're not even up out the bed yet, and you're already rushing out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why one of the things that they teach you in yoga is to lay in bed and breathe before you get out of the bed. So start the process before your feet hit the floor. Because once your feet hit the floor, your mind's already running at 100 miles an hour. Then your feet going to run 110 miles an hour. So you're not thinking about, I love what gospel artist Edna Tatum said. I think she passed. Her name was Edna Tatum. And she said, in all thy doing, give praise.
Ooh,
because
I like that.
Praising this vehicle that woke you up. The fact that you woke up means there's work to do. If you don't wake up, you don't have no work to
That's
do.
That's right. You're done. You're done here. Your job is over. Going home.
There's some work for you to do. So, and you don't know what that work is. It's not about going to a job because you're working on somebody else's dream.
Mm.
You got to work on your dream while you're working on their dream.
Right.
But their dream is going to be there. They employed you. So now you've got to employ yourself. And that's what the breathing will. The breathing will put you in a state of consciousness. It was explained to me that the ether, the grounded, we need to get grounded because the sky, there, and the universe, there is electricity. We are electricity.
Mm.
And then the ground is electrical as well. So
we
are the conduit. If we don't get the energy from up here, or from down there, where does it go? It's all over the place. So we got to bring it in here, in the breath, and then we got to bring it. That's why they tell us to walk barefooted, especially on the ground. It's kind of hard to do here in Chicago because it's cold and the snow on the ground, but still at least walk and hug a tree.
Trees have powerful energy.
Because tree has roots.
Yes.
Those are your
They're
roots.
They're rooted. Ooh.
You're grounded. When you hug a tree.
Yes.
So if somebody piss you off, just go take a deep breath and hug a tree. I promise you, you'll be okay.
Mm.
It may not sound like the thing. See, they're not going to teach you that in school. They're definitely not going to teach you in public school.
Right.
They're not going to teach you in any other school. College, none of that.
Right.
Because they want you to work on their dream. And their dream is your job.
Mm.
So it's time to get centered in the morning before you even get out of the bed. Chances are you're going to work on their dream a little bit more than you're going to work on your dream, because it takes time, effort to work on self. Jim Rohn, speaker, bless his heart, passed away. Jim says, you can work a job and make some money, but you can work on yourself to make a fortune.
Ooh, I like that saying. You can work a job and make some money, and you can work on yourself and make a fortune.
And Les Brown is proof of that.
Yes.
Second grade, my mentor in the speaking industry, second grade, no education, what do they call it, EMH or something?
Yeah, EMH, educationally mentally handicapped.
Yeah,
labeled.
Now.
And I was thinking about him the other day.
40 years.
Yes. I mean, just look at that. This is what I would say to any parent. Do not let a school or anybody else label your child as disabled. Don't let them label your child as lacking ability or handicapped. Your child is perfect however they came here and however they learned, whether it's dyslexic or whatever it is, they are here for a purpose. And so don't let anybody limit your child and where they may go. Because how many people have we seen just stellar lives, and somewhere in their childhood they were told they were handicapped or slow or, you know, retarded and all of that.
Stupid, retarded.
Stupid.
Big dumb ears, big forehead, big nose, big lips.
Yeah, something wrong with you.
They're banning all of that.
Yeah.
They're banning all of that.
Yeah.
Lock, stock, and barrel.
So I had
now, Brian, you crazy, but I can go back, and I'm cool.
Yeah.
Something ain't right with you. Something's just not right.
Something's not right. So
who said that? Keith Sweat. Something just ain't right.
Yes.
So you have to think of. I really feel for teachers because they are put in the predicament of teaching children who should be taught the basics at home first. Hey, Tracy Cox. Hey, Tracy.
Hey.
Part of our Higher Learning Network team. Thank you, Tracy.
All right. Thanks for tuning in.
So glad to see that you're healing, my sister.
Oh, wonderful.
Tracy, I have known Tracy since, okay. That long, yeah. Anyway.
A lifetime,
In 1993, I graduated from Columbia at the age of 40, mind you, so don't be impressed, because, no, I was not 19 or 20. I went back to school at 38 to get my degree.
Oh, that's good. See, that's inspirational.
Working on somebody else's dream. Yeah, I went back to school at 38 and graduated at 40. I was the oldest kid in my class, of course, and they all loved me because at the time I had a high-top fade. They had never seen anything like this, you know.
Oh.
This is out of the norm, so I had boxed up. I can't find the book.
I think I've seen that photo. I like that hairdo on you. That's cute.
I love my Grace Jones. I love my high top painter.
That Grace Jones look going on. Yeah.
Yes, I'm healing. Tracy, I'm healing. Anyway, Tracy introduced me to the Chicago Association of Black Journalists.
Ah, yes.
I went to the first meeting with Dorothy Tucker and what was the tall guy who retired? What was the tall guy's name on Channel 5? Warner Saunders.
Oh, yes, right. He was
Warner Saunders. And Art Norman, who so graciously gave me a quote for my first book, The Passion Principles. That was my first book, The Passion Principles.
He's such a bubbly personality. I get a kick out of Art every time I see him.
He's a good soul. He gave me a quote for my book, and he said I was the Harriet Tubman of inspiration. I was like, ooh.
All right now. Hey.
That's a big shooter feel.
That's
field.
A deep one, yeah.
It, but you said it, I receive it. Okay.
All right now.
You know how we doubt ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I'm so glad that young girl from Saudi Arabia said she was not feeling love. Because it just dawned on me about a month or so ago why we get a phone call that we're not expecting and somebody we haven't heard from in a long time, and what do we think? Something automatic, negative.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Automatic negative thoughts, what's wrong? And then it dawned on me, we are born into this negative Yes. Energy.
Yes.
So we pick that energy up because remember I talk above and below and we're the conduit?
Mm-hmm.
It all makes sense now. So it's not that we doubt ourselves. It's just the world is full of doubt, and we picked up on that energy. So we then doubt ourselves, and it's like, wow. Okay, because I have this thing with numbers, especially when I'm typing in on the computer, and it's six numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll type in the first three numbers and then go back and look at the other three numbers, knowing that I know the second three numbers, but I don't trust myself. So now I'm getting in the habit of saying 649831, and I say it out loud, getting out of my head again. Mm-hmm. I say it out loud, and then I type it in, and then there's no problem.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that's a good way to remember things. Just like if you say out loud, I'm putting my keys on the dresser.
Yeah.
You know, then your mind is going to remember hearing it outside your head. So that's the way to remember things. Say it out loud. Yeah.
I love one of the guests that you had on the show, and he passed to be love buddy.
Wait a minute.
Maybe he's not for steady. I can't think.
He got his book. Finding was it Finding Peace or something? It's going to come to me.
It'll come to us before the show. But he said that we have been so heavily indoctrinated that we don't even realize it. And I was like, huh. Okay. And for Dr. What does indoctrinated mean for the people who don't understand?
Dr. Lewis Baskin.
Baskin, I know it was a B in there.
Right, yeah.
For the people who don't get indoctrinated, watch, observe yourself, and see how much you look at this during the course of a day. You know, they send you, the cell phone company will send you an update on how much FaceTime they are looking.
They know how they sure, I just got a notice this morning, you know, and they would give you percentages. You know, how much.
Yes.
So they know how long you're spending on your phone being brainwashed.
Yes, a lot of time. So mine is down. My time is down by 5 hours and 38 minutes or something like that.
Mm.
And I was so proud of myself. You know why? Because we have been indoctrinated. We have been programmed to live with this. It's like back in the day, we couldn't go out without lipstick or earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can't leave home without a phone. And when you're not on the phone, you're wondering what's on the phone.
Right, thinking you missed something.
Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. And all of that is called programming. That programming is to keep you breathing just as you are, very shallow. It's watching.
Ooh,
don't believe me. Observe
right.
your breath.
You breathe shallow when you're...
You are not taking deep breaths. You are not thinking. You are not connecting with the divine.
Right.
And the divine can't get to you through all of this 5G.
Right.
That's just the way it is. And actually, it's 6G. They just haven't told you. Probably 8G, and we just don't know about it.
Right.
So that's why that breathing is so important. It's 1:29. I know you need to take a commercial break right about now.
Right about now. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And for those who are listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 if you want to speak. If you're on our switchboard now and have something you want to say, press 1, and we'll see your hand raised on the switchboard, and we'll come to you and open your mic. And if you are watching us on the Female Solution Facebook Live, then you can write in your comments and we'll share them with our listening and viewing audience. And just for those who don't know what that word indoctrination means, it means the process of teaching a person or group to accept a set of beliefs uncritically. Think about that. What are you believing that you never question and you just follow?
Right.
Do what you're told.
I think they refer to those kind of people as sheeple.
Yes.
It's not
like a sheep.
Not to offend, never to offend, but to enlighten.
Yeah, think about
and
that.
And more.
Mm.
So now you know better, you can do better.
Absolutely.
Instead of holding this 5 hours a day, get it down to 4 hours.
Yeah, and then three, and then two, and then after a while,
then
Don't look at it all. Only when it rains and then get on, get off.
The hardest thing to do is to turn your phone off at night. Who turns their phone off at night?
Oh, wow. See that, and that's something I struggle with because sometimes I'm all night long on the phone, and I'll wake up, you know. Well, actually, I end up on the phone all night, and at 4 o'clock in the morning, I realize I have not gone to sleep.
Yep.
It can happen. You get stuck on TikTok. Come on, tell the truth.
Yep.
And watch a little silly video.
I'm sorry. Some of the things on there, you know, sometimes if you're not feeling good, you're not feeling your best, and you go on there and see something crazy, it's like, I needed that.
Yeah.
I tell myself I needed that, and I got it. Now turn it off.
That's right.
Roll over, turn the phone off, go to bed.
Yeah, that's what you got to do because the trick is to not get stuck, and next thing you know, 5 hours have passed, and you're still on TikTok.
Yep.
We'll be right back, you all. So
we'll be right stay back. With us.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth. Solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
We're back, and you're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We just got done watching the Global Virtual Teen Talent Competition produced by Higher Learning Network, and we've got with us Zelda Speaks, our own Monday morning mindfulness stress relief coach and host of the Female Solution, and she's just been telling us her fantastic journey in creating this wonderful global competition. you know, there's a lot that I'm learning that just this year. It's kind of like once I reach 60, something changed inside of me, and
yes.
I began
yes.
to see life differently. And a lot of the things that we used to struggle with, the self-esteem issues, all of that disappears because we start realizing that most of what we were stressed about, like you talk about getting rid of the stress, most of the things that we're stressed about are really our own thoughts. They're in our own head, our own perceptions. Like you say, you know, coming
yep.
into a negative environment where everybody's being talked about like something's wrong with you. If you're not this, you're not good enough. You're not that, you're not good enough. And you finally realize, I am perfect just as I am. I am a perfect expression of the Creator. And I am fine just as I am. It takes a lifetime to finally figure that out. I wish I had known at 30 what I know at 60.
I was like, man, really? I'm just learning this? Oh, my goodness. And it's like sometimes children, it's like they know it already.
Yeah.
And why am I in my 60s and I'm just getting it? What's up with that?
Because, you know, we were raised by people who did the best they could, but they
yeah.
also had been indoctrinated into a way of thinking that
yeah.
you have to fix yourself to please other people. We were not taught that all of us
yeah.
are a unique expression of the divine.
Women.
Yeah, especially women. Women
yeah.
are always taught
no.
you have to earn love. That means you have to
yes.
conform to other people's opinion of what you should be if you want to be loved. Otherwise, you don't get any love. Now, that's the worst
right.
thing you can feel in your soul, that you don't deserve any love. Oh, I got to fix my face. If your hair not right, you're not going to get any love. If your nose is not right, you're not going to get any love. If your lips aren't right, you're not going
right.
to get any love. So you grow up feeling that, and actually sometimes the people, the adults around us, they reinforce that thought. So we're
yes,
always thinking,
do.
Well, if I don't do this right, I'm not going to get any love. I'll be...
Isn't that horrible?
Abandoned.
That's just wrong.
That's just wrong.
That's just plain old, I don't care how you dress it up, it's just wrong.
But how many young people do we make feel that way? And so just think about the homeless youth that you run into. What does it feel like for a young person to know that people are allowing them to live outdoors in the cold and won't help them? How does that feel?
That feels horrible. I can tell you how that feels. I've been homeless. And it is not a feeling I would want anybody to experience, because it will send you down a deep, dark hole. Luckily, I had family that took me in, and I didn't have children, so I guess I know that helped.
Yeah.
And so I lived with my cousin for about 3 months, and then my brother bought a house, like 4 or 5 bedrooms, and he only had 2 kids. So he was like, come stay with me. And I was like, oh, wow, thank you. And I stayed there for about 6 months till I got on my feet. But so I know what that feels like. I didn't have to sleep on the ground. But it's nothing like having your own. That's what we're taught.
Yeah.
But I'm also being taught by Ellie Tom, the breatharian,
yeah.
that the world.
The
is
world
yours.
Is yours. Yes.
We just get us attached to all these yes. things. And it's like we can't clean out our closets because we've been taught to consume,
yeah.
consume. And none of that fulfills us anymore.
Right.
You can't shop your way to happy.
Oh,
you can't do it.
You can't shop your way
to
happy.
You have a good time while you're doing it now. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I like to shop too.
But the more you buy, the more you have to buy. It's like it's
and
never
then
over.
You got to pay for storage.
Yes. Some place to put your stuff.
Why are you paying? Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say his name. But I have a cousin who pays rent for his apartment, and he pays $200 a month in storage fees for things that he has not used in years and is still not using. I'm like, $200? You're paying interest on the stuff you bought, Deborah.
Amen.
I know I'm stepping on some toes, but I'm all clear. cleaning as I speak.
Hey, we all guilty. I mean, you know.
I give away something every day. And every day that I bring something, and I don't bring stuff home often, just groceries, that's it. Every time that I bring something home, that's my new rule. I have to give something away.
That's a good practice.
Don't give away something that you just don't want. Give away something you do want. Because
yeah.
If it means something to you, it'll mean something.
Right, because if you don't want it, who else will want it? I mean, if it's old, raggedy, tore up, you know, that's not an act of charity if you're giving away garbage. No, give something,
right.
Like you say, of value to you that you know
yes.
someone else would value.
Yes. I had the pleasure of cleaning out my closet and giving away some gloves. I got lots of gloves I don't
oh,
need.
Oh, wow.
Hats.
Oh, somebody was appreciating those, cold it is.
Yeah.
They didn't have any? Oh, yeah.
To the women's shelter on, 1530 North Cedric. Lots of working women in there. So, you know, they want to look good going to work. They want to be warm.
Mm-hmm.
So God has blessed me. I don't need them. I'm sharing them. And I ask our viewers and listeners to do the same thing. You don't have to go to Tent City on Roosevelt between Roosevelt and...
Is it Canal?
Taylor.
Taylor. Yeah.
Roosevelt and Taylor on...
Mm.
Plain Street. You don't have to go to that city. That's the one that I go to. But I've also discovered there's a lot on Chicago Avenue, just before you get to Kedzie Avenue, between Kedzie and Sacramento under the Viaduct on both sides. I just ordered some coconut. coconut, not. Chocolate. Yeah, I got all that hot chocolate. I'm like, I can't drink all that hot chocolate. What I'm going to do is go to the dollar store, get some cups, and put it in a big container and take it out there and just share it. I can't drink all that. I got five big old bags. What am I going
to
do with all
that? Now, you know what? That is
share
a beautiful
it.
Thing to do because, I mean, who? How are they going to get hot chocolate out there in the cold? And, you know, they don't have a...
With no money.
With no
right.
money.
Just hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Just something hot.
Yeah.
Hot water would be nice if it's cold.
Yeah.
It's boring.
You give it away and then go back and look for it when you're ready to wear them. Yes, it's to get you... Yeah. Forget you. Be looking for them. Where did I put my gloves? Forgot you gave them away. But, you know.
Everybody wears the same things over and over and over again.
Yeah. And you got to buy all this new stuff, and then you keep wearing your same favorite shoes, your same favorite pants, same favorite hat and coat. I gave away some winter clothes a couple of weeks ago. I thought, you know, I got these coats sitting up here in the closet, just sitting here. I'm never going to put them on because I think they're ugly or whatever it is, but they're warm. Somebody would appreciate these coats. So I gave them away to the church that I work with over on the west side, and they got a mobile van that they can, you know, go around to the homeless. It's something like a mobile store where you have, you know, clothing, boots, you know, all kinds of things. And they'll be, and I'm, matter of fact, make sure I hook them up with you because, you know, they're going to be every week giving out things to a lot of these homeless places because there's a whole lot of tent cities in Chicago.
Wow,
I mean,
you.
All these viaducts with homeless people. It's amazing.
It's an epidemic.
It's
do
an
you
epidemic.
Hear me?
Epidemic, yes.
It's the epidemic. I did not know that. And it's like now I'm obsessed with watching all these YouTube videos with homeless people. I mean, they're... I hate to say it, but it's like the state of California.
Wow. Yeah.
When it's so high, it's like people are living across the street from homeowners, and the homeowners are complaining. They're saying, like, you know, we feel for them, but we're paying this mortgage, and here they are sitting out on our grass. It's like a city needs to do something.
Should I charge them rent? But, you know, but that does say something.
It's horrible.
The thing about it, and this is how I know our economy is going to evolve to a point where we're eliminating money as we know it, because it doesn't make sense if you're charging for something and no one can buy it. That means you can't get paid, so you're just as impoverished as the people who can't pay for your thing because you can't get money that they don't have. So they're not going to pay you, so you're not going to have anything either. So it makes sense to just share what you have because it has no value. If you have it and you don't need it and they need it and you won't give it to them, it has no value. Nobody's benefiting from it. So eventually we're going to figure that out. So all these empty buildings where people, well, I want a certain amount of rent or, Yeah, but the building is empty. You're not getting any money. And the people are living on the street in the cold, freezing to death. Does it make any sense at all? None. None at all. So eventually we're going to figure out nothing has value unless it's shared. Unless people are benefiting from it, it's useless. It's valueless. And the wealthy are just as impoverished as impoverished when they can't provide what people need and they can't get paid and they are holding on to it and it's not doing them any good. It has no value.
None whatsoever.
What's the point in having it? Yeah, I mean, I looked at all them coats in my closet that I haven't worn in 5 years, and I thought, this is not making me wealthier. I'm not wearing them. And
right.
The people who would need them, whose life would be enhanced, they're not benefiting because they're stuck in my closet.
Nope.
So that's when it becomes junk because it's not serving a purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
That's not good.
You have been blessed. You are supposed to share those blessings.
Yeah,
and that's the first thing that they taught us in school when we were in
kindergarten. Yes, share,
and you say that in the beginning of our show for the Female Solution.
That's right. We can solve all our problems. We just share. It's such a little thing, but like you say, the society is so negative. They make you feel like you are of lesser value. If you don't have a certain dollar amount that you can spend, it's like your worth is based on how much money you have rather than your worth just being worth because you exist, which is really truly what your worth is.
Yeah.
You are a part of creation. Yeah. You are therefore worthwhile. You are something of value because you are an expression of the Creator. So was that I saw a post somewhere, God don't make no junk. So...
okay.
You know, there is no one who is of lesser value. So we have to stop that thought that, well, these people, they don't have money, therefore they're worthless, they're useless, they don't have money. You know, and all of us grew up with that philosophy.
Yes, we did. And when we were children, we didn't know we were poor, according to their standards.
Yeah, and just think how blissfully we lived. We ran around and we played with sticks. You know, we could make that stick be anything, you know. And we were just content.
Thank you.
And then somebody says, oh, you were poor. And then you feel in bed, oh, I was? Oh.
Yes.
But you were fine.
And this is now. That was then and this is now.
Yes.
And now we know better. It's like poor is a state of mind.
It's a state of mind.
It's a consciousness. It has nothing to do with what's in your wallet or your bank account. See, it's that programming. It all goes back to the programming. You stay on the phone, you stay on the computer, and that's all the stuff that you absorb.
That's right. And what is indoctrination?
Breathing in, breathing out, and coming from the inside out.
Yes.
We got to twist it. We got it backwards.
Right. It's from the inside out, not the outside in. That's why it's called inspiration. You know, it's supposed to come from within. Because that's really where your understanding is going to come. You got to go within. If you're letting other people tell you what to think and how to think, what is that indoctrination? You know, where you just accept things without question,
right?
Even when they don't make sense. Does it make any sense to have people living on the street when you have empty buildings? So Deborah says, let the squatters in. We'll be providing the refugees housing. She's right. You know, we got folks coming from other countries, so. Okay, that's great. I understand. You're coming from a war-torn place. You don't want to be killed. You want to be able to escape, you know, madness. And so the government says, well, we need to provide them a place to stay. Well, that's wonderful. We also need to provide a place to stay for people who are living here on the street, and we've had these empty buildings. So let's have compassion for everybody.
Everyone. And see, when you don't have compassion, you're judging.
Yes. Yes, the absence of...
I know. I agree with my sister wholeheartedly.
Hey, Tracy. Appreciate that.
We are very judgmental. We've been taught to judge. It's hard. It's a challenge.
It is, because we've been judged.
And that's all we know. And that's what we grew up with.
And we're believing that if I feel bad about myself, then I'll feel better about myself if I point out how someone else is lesser than I am. That's what we think. So that's why people criticize other people, because they think it's going to make them feel better about themselves.
Right.
And it's just so much easier to point a finger than it is.
Yeah. Say, well, let me fix me instead of, well, let me find what's wrong with them. That way I'll feel better about myself because I'm better than them.
Right.
That's what that is.
Everything but the truth.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and again, you know, I figured this out at 60. You know, you start thinking all the people in your life that either teased you or made you feel bad or made fun of you, it was because they felt bad about themselves.
Right.
And
right.
They thought they would feel better about themselves if they made mm-hmm. you feel bad.
Yep.
Because then they could say, well, I'm better than her. I'm better than them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that is. And it has no power over you once you feel good about yourself. No one has the power to make you feel bad mm-hmm. once you feel good about yourself.
Once you know the truth of who you are, yes. And you can only get that through the breath.
That's right. You got to breathe it in because it's going to come through the divine mind.
Breathe on your revelation. Wall, and I'm thinking about mine that I did get and that I did not get. It didn't make me a better person. It gave me skills. It gave me social skills, and it gave me skills to get the job that I want. But it has nothing to do with the heart.
Nothing to do with the heart. So
you can be as big as you want in corporate America and have a hole in your heart, a hole in your soul.
Yes.
And I recently get we have rhythm and others don't. I tell you, I've been watching it and reading. It's because of the groundedness,
yes.
The connectedness.
Yes. And that's what people
got
to understand.
You're not the balance, the ebb and flow, the energy. You're
yeah.
not connected.
That's
you're not in sync.
You don't
just can't.
Right.
Can't do it.
Right.
Because you got to get above and below. Now
right.
I understand what Kwame was talking about. So is above,
so below.
So below,
yeah, that's true. You got to experience it to understand it. Because I realize all
yeah.
these things that we say, they've been said and said and said and said. But it doesn't resonate with you until you experience it internally.
Yep.
And then you go, oh, that's what that means. And you realize
yep.
you've been hearing the teachings your whole life.
All your life.
But it just went in one ear and out the other. And it didn't
yep.
stick because you couldn't understand it.
Yep.
Yeah. Or as they say, innerstand. Yes. Because
yes.
the inner, because it comes from the
inner.
And overstand. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to open up a mic here. We got our brother, Minister Robert Floyd Plump, as always, our dear brother, who just does so many wonderful things all over the Chicagoland area and has lived a full life and has been living history and has been sharing his personal experiences with all of these historic figures and events. And we just love Minister Plump so much. Grand rising. How are you?
Grand rising, well in Yashalom, Ahura, we don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful. We are the most blessed people on the earth and throughout the whole universe. Yes, we can. Yeah, you know, you all have discovered, and I have discovered, that female solution is the greatest gel in America and throughout the whole world. And the universe, because I am a first-class student. And the greatest thing we can all do to help ourselves and someone else is a little word called share. Share.
Mm.
The share means you, we, us really care, because God will only. He wills for us to care for one another. And if we don't do that, then we are missing the fact of black, blessed, beautiful. You see how the B is? See, be loved. Remember, be loved. And it's no big eyes, and it's no little you. See, you are the greatest because you are the female solution. And this is the black woman's time. It's our people time, and the black man must uplift the black woman and take care of himself, take care of his family, and most of all, take care of his children.
So I come up with Trump, he rose and she rose. Now, you know, that's why we all have to be different, but like Michael Jordan, different but like Michael Jackson, reflect on the living and the dead, different. All y'all on the female solution, maybe Oprah Winfrey to me. Because Mayor Washington said, if you got it, you got it. So now that we know, we got God shares everything with us every day. God's will only is that we have our breath. See, so you all are giving life, you know, and that's what the female do. See, you're doing that in a natural way through knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and truth. So I have come to another conclusion about God's will only. I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, and I am wise. You see how I have grown and evolved into discovering the most important person in the living is you. You are the
world.
Yes, we are the people, and we are the world, and yes, we can. It is nothing we can't do. To understand how we have to really just do something as simple as breathe here from God's will only. As long as God's will only, then we can go forward fast and back to seven. Thank you. We love you. Keep up the good work. The female solution.
That's right. We love you and we thank you so much for sharing your wisdom today. Absolutely.
See you on Monday morning mindfulness. Miss the Plump, be sure and go to our Facebook page, HLNTV1, and vote for the youth today, too. Go to my blog, thespeech.wordpress.com, because that's where all the information is. Be sure and get you some noni juice while you're there. That's on my blog, too, Dr.
Yes.
Harold Washington's 100th birthday, we're celebrating, giving away a $500 scholarship. 100th birthday will be for April 2022, so we're starting early.
All right, we'll be looking for that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, join us tomorrow evening. Right on back, Monday morning mindfulness with
you can
Elder
hear
Speak.
Every show in the
so we'll announce the winner.
Yes, that's right. We'll hear the winner. So make sure you vote. Go to the
HLNTV show at gmail.com.
Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution.
For you, vote for the winner. We'll hear them on Monday. All right. Maybe get a chance to see a replay of their performance.
Yeah, I'm going to.
That's www.nai.
Right now I'm getting it on my blog. They can go
watch our WordPress. Listen to our radio show.
Right.
Order our book.
Well, okay, y'all. We'll see you soon. And until tomorrow, continue to shine.
Radio host, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jeret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.